Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of all, Pooh declared. What are you thankful for, Pooh? Asked Christopher Robin. Why, nothing short of everything, but especially for the company of friends like yourself. And Christopher Robin gently replied, silly old bear. But I don't think Pooh was silly at all. I'm thankful this morning for every provision of God's hand, for every sunrise, for full productive days, for gathering together with one another at the end of a busy day, for the people I love and for experiences we share, for a loving wife and the family that surrounds me. And I am thankful for friends such as yourself. Thanksgiving is a uniquely American holiday. While nations all over the world celebrate Christmas and even New Year's, only in America will people be celebrating Thanksgiving. Nobody else has set aside a day for a single purpose, to say thank you to God. From the time of the pilgrims, we have known it was important that we express gratitude to the Lord for the abundance of His blessing, for His mercies, for His grace poured on our lives, and for the nation He has bestowed upon us. But sometimes I wonder, do we really think it's that important to say thank you to God? The honest truth is, don't we too often take His blessings for granted? Don't we see those things that are His mercies and His graces as our entitlements? Aren't there times when we just think we deserve everything that is given to us from the hand of God? Is Thanksgiving more than a day on a calendar or a matter of words? One of the things the Bible teaches us is that giving thanks is a constant opportunity. It is a lifestyle and not a holiday. And of all the people in the Bible, perhaps David, more than anybody, understood that, because when you read through the Psalms, what do you find? Expression after expression after expression of God's gratitude for the way the Lord has blessed him. And in 1 Chronicles 16, the passage we read together a few moments ago, one of his epic prayers of love and thanksgiving that can teach us a lot about how to practice gratitude. So this morning, I want to take time, and as we prepare ourselves for Thanksgiving, as you think about the things you have planned for this coming week, where you're going to be, who you're going to be with, who's going to bring what, who all is going to be invited, how are you going to spend Thursday with the people you love? As you're preparing to celebrate the day we call Thanksgiving, what do you need to do to develop a thankful heart? And I want us to go to Chronicles, and I want us to learn together how I can learn not just to celebrate Thanksgiving, but to experience Thanksgiving. To experience Thanksgiving as a true expression of my relationship with God. So let's jump into the Word and let's discover what God has to say to us. One of the things we need to know is this. If we're going to experience real thanksgiving, we need to develop a perspective of praise. Listen again to what David said so long ago. Oh, give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. David counted praise as his greatest privilege and his most important offering to God. David understood there are all kinds of ways that we can offer ourselves, our worship to God. We can do it through our presence among His people. We can do it through our gifts and our offerings. But more than anything, we can give God an expression of love and praise. And David understood that. It seems as though every time he stopped and thought about what the Lord had done for him, his first expression was praise. His praise was never reluctant or half-hearted. It came from the very depths of his soul. And that's something important we need to learn from King David. Gratitude is deliberate. We choose thanksgiving. I don't know what the attitude of your heart is going to be Thursday. I really don't know. I mean, we can call the holiday what it is, Thanksgiving, but I don't know what's going to happen in your life and in your heart. And the truth is, it's not going to just happen. You're going to have to choose a perspective of praise. You're going to have to choose when you get up Thursday morning, as you're preparing the meal, as you're enjoying the meal, after the meal is done, to choose to live a life full of thanksgiving. Often, we withhold our praise until everything is right in our world. I look around myself. I'll get up. I'll look around at the people around me. I'll look at what's been provided for me. I'll look at how things are going in my world, and I'll decide, are things good? Am I happy? Am I struggling? Is everything just the way I want it to be? And if everything is just right, then I will praise the Lord. But let things get a little rocky. Let things be a little bit disappointing, and then I'll choose to turn away from praise. David was committed to thanksgiving no matter what. He didn't wait until his world was perfect. He didn't hesitate until his life was sinless. He roared out his praise because he saw the Lord's hand at work everywhere he looked. Remember Psalm 19? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth its handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. What is David saying in Psalm 19 with those words? He is saying, I look around myself, and everywhere I look, I see a reason to praise the Lord. Everywhere I look and everything I see reminds me of God's grace and God's goodness. Everything that happens, I remember God's provision and God's care. Most of all, I remember, as we talked about in children's message a while ago, God knows my name. Jesus died for me. He cares for me. What an incredible thing. What an incredible reason to give thanksgiving to God. Lord, thank you that you love me. Thank you that everywhere I turn, I see the evidence of your hand. From time to time, you'll see someone who is a skeptic, who's not a believer, and they'll say, you know, I don't see any evidence of God. I look at my life, things are terrible. I look at what's going on around me, I see nothing but discouragement. I cannot see God's hand. And you know what I say? Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Ask God to show you. Open your eyes and see the evidence of God's grace, God's glory, and God's hand all around you. Praise is instinctive when everything you look at reminds you of this truth. God is good, and He cares for me. You choose a perspective of praise. And then David reminds us that real thanksgiving calls for us to praise God every way we can. It is amazing in this passage how many ways David talks about expressing your gratitude to God. For instance, he says we should express our praise through the open praise of our mouths. Through our prayers, he says, call upon His name. Thank goodness we have the opportunity to call upon God's name and know that He's listening. Because I'll tell you something, you might not always get that from me. I've gotten to be a lot like you have in recent days. My phone will ring, somebody will be calling, and I look and I think, I don't know anybody in New Jersey. And I put my phone away. I'm not going to listen to that message that's coming in. You do that? It's one of the reasons we cut off our landline, and now it didn't make a lick of difference. Call upon His name, because He is listening. If you don't have anything else to be grateful for this Thanksgiving season, be grateful for this. Every time I pray, God listens. No matter what I need to say to Him, no matter what the condition of my life, no matter what the desire of my heart, God listens. We also show gratitude to our through our witness. The Bible says not only do we call upon his name, we call upon his name among the nations. That is, everywhere we look, every time we give our witness, we are declaring the gratefulness and the goodness of God. Aren't you glad that we can do that? You know, we're getting ready to move into the season when missions is going to be something we talk about a lot, when Lottie Moon is going to be on our lips, and we're going to be challenging one another toward giving, toward asking Southern Baptists to reach the gospel, to carry the gospel to the nations. But aren't you glad that we can do that not only through our giving, but through our witness? And in fact, he goes on and he says, we do it through our testimony. Talk of all his wondrous works. Wouldn't it be good to take time this week as a family and sit down and talk about how has God been good to you lately? Where have you seen the evidence of his hand? How has he touched your life? How have you found him faithful? We praise God through the open praise of our mouths, but the Bible also says we praise God through the deep felt thanks of our heart. By the expression of what's coming out of us, flowing through us and into the people around us. Some praise comes from joyful hearts, strong emotional expressions. The Bible says, sing unto him, sing psalms to him, glory in his name. What is it saying? It's saying there need to be some times when your heart, when your life is so full that all you can do is express your love and your gratitude and your praise to God. And sometimes you do it in a joyful, expressive way. And everybody around you knows God is good. But David also reminds us that some praise comes from reflective hearts, a quiet inner response to Christ. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. In those times when we are just still and God is speaking, and it's not in a loud voice, but it's in a quiet voice, and it's not in a celebrative voice, it's in an intimate voice, and you know God is worthy of your praise. We praise him with our mouths, and we praise him with our hearts, and we praise him with the deliberate praise of our minds. 1 Chronicles 16 reminds us that genuine faith is not based only on feelings. It's also based on our beliefs and our convictions. In those times when maybe I don't feel it, that doesn't make it any less true. He's still just as present, just as faithful, and just as loving. And God is waiting to reveal himself to searching minds. And so David cries out, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. When you seek the Lord, he reveals himself. God wants you to discover his love. In Jeremiah 29:13, the Lord declares, you shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. What is God saying? Anybody who's looking seriously can understand God promises he will hear and he will reveal himself in ways you never imagined. God doesn't seem very close to me these days. God doesn't seem very real to me. I'm not sure God is really there for me. Are you looking? Are you searching? Are you hungry? Is it one of the most important things in your life, have an encounter with God? If it is, the Lord has promised, you shall seek me and you shall find me. God wants us to find spiritual confidence through thinking about his faithfulness. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. Every year at this time, there are always going to be folks among us, as there are this morning, who are finding it a little more difficult to be thankful this year. just in this past month, family after family in our church family has been touched by the cold hand of death. You're going to be celebrating the holidays and somebody's missing. It makes it hard to be thankful. Maybe it's just been a difficult year. Maybe you're struggling physically or personally, even spiritually. Maybe you're facing things right now that make it hard to see what God is up to. In those times, remember what God has done. It's kind of the point of the song that Sarah Elizabeth sang to us earlier this morning. That sometimes God's blessings come, and they come through the challenging, difficult seasons of life. In those times, David challenges us, remember, remember. It's hard now, remember. It's tough now, remember. It hurts now, remember the things God has done, and remember that the one who has been faithful before is being faithful right now, and he will be faithful in days to come. He has promised that he will never leave you or forsake you. He has promised you, you are at the center of his love. So be grateful. Be grateful because of his faithful concern and love for you. When we really learn how to live grateful lives, when we choose to thank him with voice and heart and mind, what's the result? Your life is transformed. You will become like David with a trust and strength with that, and you keep erupting in thanksgiving throughout this prayer. Listen to what David said. He said, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. O worship the Lord and the beauty of holiness. Time after time after time, he said, worship him. Honor him. Praise him. Trust him. He is there for you. Today it is my privilege to proclaim the good news of his salvation. Maybe you're here today, you're not a believer, you've never trusted God, you don't have a relationship with Christ, he's never become your Savior. This year could be the greatest Thanksgiving of your life, so let me share with you the greatest reason for praise of all, because God loves you and he sent a son for you. Because Jesus died for you so that your sins could be forgiven. And he rose again that you could have eternal life. And most of all, he calls out to you, to your heart, to each one of us, person by person, heart by heart, name by name, saying, I love you. I want to save you. You can trust me. Maybe today is the day that you need to depend upon the Lord, to invite Jesus into your heart, to trust him as your Savior, to follow him as your Lord. This could be the day. Just a moment, we're going to be standing and we're going to sing an invitation hymn. That invitation hymn is a time when if you don't know Christ but you'd like to, I'll be here at the front and Rich will be here at the front, and we would love to meet you and introduce you to Jesus Christ, the Savior. Or maybe today you're here and you're recognizing, I need to be part of a fellowship. I need to be part of this fellowship because God is calling me to be part of First Baptist Church. And maybe today you need to bring your membership to this church. Maybe there's another decision. Is there something you need to do? Just a moment as we stand and sing, as God speaks to you, I invite you to receive him thankfully, gratefully, because he loves you, he knows your name, and he wants you to belong to him. Will you come? Let's stand together. Let's sing our invitation hymn.